Brilliance Audio presents What Hell Is Not by Alessandro Davegna. Translated by Jeremy Parzin. Performed by Danny Campbell. To Marco and Fabrizio, brothers who taught me to have fun and to fight, to speak and to swear. All that is needed for boys to be brothers. What is hell? I think it is the suffering of one who can no longer love. Fyodor Dostoevsky, The Brothers Karamazov, Book 6, Chapter 3. I believe I am in hell, therefore I am. Arthur Rimbaud. A Season in Hell, Night of Hell. By first light, a boy spies her. She is enveloped in the salty, windy ambush of the virgin dawn as it rises up from the sea, only to dive into the semi-darkness that pours over the streets. The boy lives on the top floor of his building. From there he can see the sea, and he can peer into the houses and streets that belong to the men. Up there he casts his gaze until it loses its bearings. And where the gaze is lost, the heart remains entangled as well. There's too much sea spread out ahead, especially at night when the sea vanishes and he can feel the void beneath the stars. Why is this scene reborn every morning? The boy has no answer. The rose's withered petals sting more than its thorns, and when he looks in the mirror each morning, he sees a castaway. He touches his face, and with the sea stuck inside, he looks in his eyes for what still lives. What still lives in her light, glowing on the last day of school. He studies it like the mysterious maps he loved to contemplate as a child, hoping to recover treasure and see those islands, ships, and waves. The boy watches her. She's the one who rummages through his heart, in the tangle where dreams grow. Things bathed in too much light cast the same amount of shadow. Every light has its grieving, every port its shipwreck. But boys do not see the shadow. They prefer to ignore it. He covers his acerbic face with his hands, as if he could feel his visage with his fingers. He resembles a sailor on the pier as he waits for a contract following mandatory shore leave. He continues to watch her, without end. He allows light, wind, and salt to reshape his flesh and thoughts. Light, wind, and salt ought to do as they please. Millennia have transformed even the infertile rocks that lie on the edge of the sea. God put a heart in his chest, but he forgot to add the armor. He does this with every boy, and in this, for every boy, God is cruel. The boy is 17 years old and has a life to invent ahead of him. 17 holds no promise of good luck. At 17, even ugly actors believe they will grow into handsome men. Blood runs hot, and when it presses hard against the heart, they are forced to decide what they will make of themselves. He has all the questions, but the answers will arrive only after he has forgotten them. 17 is bad timing between supply and demand. He pinpoints her in the June light, and he is scared because this is the last day of school, and on that day summer's escape resides alone in the soul. But he has 1,000 questions. Life seems like those textbook equations where solutions are found in the lower right hand of the page, framed by parentheses. But he never gets the procedure right, and it worries him that 2 minuses make a plus, and a minus and a plus a minus. The minus is always somewhere in between. Like a siren, all of that sea and all of that light enchant him. And with remission, he allows himself to be ensnared by that enchantment. He looks down from above, as boys his age love.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?